I'll just have a cup of tea, Leia told the Earlys Twillick waitress. Amelia, are you sure the frosty treat will be enough? You skipped lunch.
I just want the treat.
Is the Nerf fresh or flash frozen?
Han asked.
Free range from a ranch south of here.
Then bring me a double stacker with the special sauce.
Leia frowned as the waitress hurried off.
I thought you said you were cutting down on Nerf.
I am. That's why I only ordered a double.
Can I have a bite if it's good?
Alana said. Han threw Leia a covert wink.
You sure can, sweetheart. We can even split it if you want.
That was one way of getting her to eat, Leia thought. Ever since they heard from Quip Fargle, Alana, beside herself that her plan had succeeded, had scarcely stopped to breathe. It was Fargle who had suggested meeting at the eatery, which was distant from the spaceport, but advertised that its meals were home-cooked. As eager as C-3PO had been to join them, Han had asked him to remain aboard the Falcon. A handsome, muscular man who looked decades younger than his 76 years, Fargle was sitting opposite Leia at the round table, tucking a napkin into the collar of his shirt. While he spoke in the archaic manner of some of the settlers they had met on Basit, there was something almost sophisticated about him, and his hands were as soft as an executive's. His utility suit had come straight from one of the shops on Main Street. It was spotless, possibly right off the rack. Leia had noticed Han sit straighter in his chair when Fargle approached the table, and that Han was continuing to size him up at every opportunity.
You know, we asked all over for you, Han said, but no one had even heard of you.
That's because you asked for Quip Fargle, and I haven't gone by that name in more than 40 standard years. It was my name during the rebellion.
Parley Thorpe said she thought you might have been a member of the Alliance, Leia said.
She was right, though a long way from where you served, Princess Leia, and maybe a couple of years earlier.
Who is your commander?
Our group was based on Tuerto. We received orders from a lot of different people, Mon Mothma, even Garmbel Iblis once, but I never met either of them.
Mon Mothma? Leia said in surprise. Then you might have had indirect dealings with my father.
Fargle hesitated for a moment.
Senator Bail Organa? No, but I knew of him, of course.
Leia smiled through a sudden feeling of distrust. For the briefest instant, she sensed that Fargle was on the verge of saying Anakin Skywalker. But that couldn't be. Fargle would have been a teenager when Anakin became Darth Vader. How, in any case, would their paths have crossed? Still, there was more to Fargle's story than he was revealing, and Han had also picked up on it.
I've got to say, Quip, you don't look a day over 40. What's the secret? Something in Vasid's air or water?
Fargle laughed to mask what seemed to be his embarrassment. Simple genetics. My father's hair stayed blonde until he was 80 years old.
Lucky you, huh?
And looking young, Fargle said, a slight edge in his voice. Doesn't matter a whole lot to me.
Is it true that you donated the Falcon to Parley Thorpe?
Leia said quickly. Fargle nodded.
I gave her away.
Was she already called the Millennium Falcon when you flew her?
Han asked.
Gone to pieces, Fargle said, then added, that was her original name.
In the moment it took Han to comprehend it, Leia watched his face pale.
Are you saying...
I renamed her. Fast as a Bat Falcon, resilient enough to last a millennium.
Han sat back as if he had just been sucker-punched, and Alana said,
Wow, 100 times 100! Wait till I tell 3PO.
Our protocol droid, Leia said for Fargle's benefit.
Han ran his hand down over his mouth in an attempt to calm himself. It shouldn't have come as a shock, Leia thought, but she understood what he was going through. It was one thing to have flown the ship, another to have named her.
So, who did you get her from?
Han said at last. Fargle inhaled deeply.
Actually, I stole her from an Imperial impound facility in the Nylash system. Me and a Celestin.
Why was she an impound?
The imps had confiscated the ship from a Nar Shada crime boss.
Han's jaw became unhinged.
This is too much. Where did the crime boss get her?
Sorry, Solo, Fargle said. But that's as far back as I can take you. Someone on the smuggler's moon might know.
I spent a lot of years there, Han said.
Oh yeah? Me too.
I know that whole area like I know the back of my hand. Nal Hutta, Yalicia, Srilur, Kessel, you name the world, I've been there.
No kidding. Me, I took the Falcon to a lot of other places.
Ever flown through the Maw?
That black hole cluster? Sure. OVO-4, too.
Han's nostrils flared.
I've raced swoops there.
Swoops? I've raced swoops nearly everywhere.
You ever fly the Hoth asteroid field?
No, not that one, but dozens of others.
Ever hear of Lando's Folly?
Han, Leia cut in, while I'm sure you two could spend several days comparing runs and whatnot, Amelia and I are more interested in knowing why Quip wound up donating the Falcon to Dr. Thorpe.
Was it because you loved her?
Alana asked, while Han was simmering down. Love, too. Dr. Thorpe? Fargle said. Alana nodded.
It was like a present.
Fargle wet his lips. No. What happened was I fell in love with the ship, and that's why I had to give her away.